Today I want to talk about why be a Christian from 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, and we're going to do this as a two-part lesson. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 and 2 it says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." What is a Christian? A Christian is a disciple of Christ. That is a follower or learner of Christ. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, we learn that the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. A Christian is one who is persuaded that Christ is the Savior of the world, and he is an example for Christians to follow. Acts chapter 26, verse 28, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou hast persuaded me to become a Christian." A Christian is not one who is almost persuaded. A Christian is one who is completely persuaded. A Christian is one who suffers for the Lord's sake, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." Becoming a Christian requires acceptance of responsibility. We must take up our cross. Matthew 16:24, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Becoming a Christian also involves sacrifice, a giving up. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Being a Christian motivates us to love and honor Christ. The motivation to become a Christian is because we love and honor Christ. John outlines some solid reasons for becoming a Christian. One of those reasons is that the Christian is cleansed from sin. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Sin is a fact, and the fact is we all sin. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, it says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We know from 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, that sin is a transgression of the law. And from 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, we know that sin is unrighteousness. 1 John 5:19 tells us that sin is wickedness. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 tells us that the one who sins is of the devil. The Christian has been cleansed from the guilt of sin, the defilement of sin, and the condemnation of sin, as we already read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Believers who confess Christ and are willing to repent of their sins are baptized into the benefits of Jesus' death, as we read in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." When one is baptized into Christ, God operates in removing and forgiving all sin. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13 says, "In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins in the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Peter commanded penitent believers to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, as we read in Acts 2, 36 to 38, in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts 2, 36 to 38 reads, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, we read, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And as we read in 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, we know that as we walk in the light and as we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But remember, that's conditional upon the fact that we walk in the light. Well, what is the light? The light is the Word of God, and so it means that we're following the Word of God. Psalm 119, 105, David wrote, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We must recognize our sins and confess our sins, as we read in 1 John chapter 1 as well. We also must keep His commandments, as we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, "And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments." Christian has an advocate with the Father, as we read in 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. An advocate means one who will plead our case. The Christian does not reach sinless perfection on his own, as we read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. As we walk in the light, it is the blood of Christ that is cleansing us from all sin. John is not encouraging Christians to sin, but he's being realistic. "And if any man sin," God's people should not give up their effort to live for the Lord when they make a mistake. Jesus has been on earth tempted like men. He knows temptation, and He understands our temptation, as we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Hence, the Christian should recognize and confess his sin and expect that the blood of Jesus Christ will keep on cleansing him from that sin. This concludes part one of Why Become a Christian, and we will share part two with you at another time.